Welcome to the Deep Dive. Today we're getting into something really vital, but maybe not always top of mind. Why fire alarm monitoring matters so much.
Exactly. We're looking at why just having an alarm, might not cut it.
Right. And why connecting that system, sprinklers included, to a pro monitoring service is, well, potentially a lifesaver.
Yeah, and for this, we've been looking at info from ProTelec Security and Safety. They're ULC certified here in Canada, have been doing this in 68, and they run their own ULC Emergency Monitoring Center.
So they see this stuff day in, day out.
They do.
And the core issue we're trying to unpack is that a lot of firearms, they warn people inside, sure, but they don't automatically call for help.
That's the gap.
Yeah.
That delay while someone finds a phone makes the call. It can be critical.
So professional monitoring plugs that gap.
Precisely. The fundamental benefit is that direct link. Your alarm goes off, and instantly, a signal hits a ULC certified monitoring center like ProTelex.
Okay, so alarm sounds, ProTelec knows. What's the next step? How fast is it?
This is key. The ULC standards, they demand speed. Trained operators have to notify the fire department within just 30 seconds.
30
30
seconds.
seconds.
Yeah.
And importantly, no verification call first. They dispatch, then they call the building's designated contacts.
Wow. No messing around trying to check if it's real first.
No time for that. Every second counts in a fire, you know.
Yeah.
A small fire can grow incredibly fast. That immediate automatic response mandated by ULC S561,
Yeah.
it saves lives, minimizes
It
damage.
really makes you think about those seconds. And you mentioned sprinklers too. It's not just the fire detection part.
Right. Monitoring isn't only about smoke and fire. It keeps an eye on the sprinkler system too. Detects malfunctions, leaks,
Right.
things that could cause massive water damage even without a fire.
Okay. So it protects against water headaches too, which can be just ruinous.
Absolutely. Very costly.
Now, is this monitoring just like a good idea or is it sometimes required?
Both, really. In many places, especially for commercial buildings, mid-rise residential, ULC S561 certified monitoring is actually mandated by code.
Okay, so legally required sometimes.
Yes. But even when it's not strictly mandatory, fire departments, insurance companies, they strongly recommend it. It's just best practice for safety and reducing risk.
Makes sense. Insurers probably like seeing that. Now, the source material mentions specific ULC standards for the installation itself. The panel.
Yeah, CNULC S561 is thorough. It covers how the monitoring panel has to be installed, things like tamper protection, making sure the communication lines are reliable, mechanically protected wiring, cabinets that resist tampering, even a dedicated power source.
So the hardware has to be tough and reliable too.
Exactly. And in some provinces, these ULC installations actually get audited by ULC every year, another layer of assurance.
Okay. And how does the signal actually get from the building to, say, ProTelec? What tech is used?
There are a few approved ways. Traditional phone lines
Yeah.
are still used. Cellular networks are very common now. And also IP, using an internet connection.
Right. Phone, cell, internet. And that leads to this idea of active versus passive monitoring. What's the difference there?
Okay, think of active monitoring as a constant checkup. The system pings the monitoring center every 180 seconds.
Every 3 minutes.
Right. If that connection drops for any reason, an alarm is generated, and the monitoring center has to notify someone within 5 minutes. It's required if you only have one way to communicate, like just cellular.
Okay, constant supervision and passive.
Passive is more like a daily check-in. It
Bug-based.
confirms it's working once every 24 hours. Because it's less frequent, ULC requires passive systems to have two different communication paths.
Ah, redundancy.
Exactly, like maybe a phone line and cellular or IP and
Okay.
cellular. If one path fails, the other one is there as a backup.
Got it. Active for single path, passive means two. So when an alarm does come in, how does ProTelec know what kind it is and how to react? Say, fire versus a system problem.
The ULC standard dictates the response. A fire alarm smoke, heat means immediate fire department dispatch. Within 30 seconds, remember, no verification.
Okay, top priority.
Then you have a trouble alarm. That signals a problem with the system itself. For that, they notify the key holders within 5 minutes.
Right, let the building managers know something's wrong with the equipment.
Yeah. There's also supervisory alarms, which could indicate an issue like low pressure in the sprinklers. And communication failure obviously means the connection is lost. That also requires key holder notification and sometimes might mean needing a fire watch on site until it's fixed.
So different alerts get different appropriate responses. What if a building only has sprinklers, not a full fire alarm panel? Can those still be monitored?
Oh, absolutely. You can monitor key sprinkler functions. Water flow is a big one. If water is flowing, it likely means a fire, so that triggers a fire department dispatch.
Even without a separate smoke detector signal.
Correct. You can also monitor for low pressure, which signals a potential problem that gets a key holder call. And gate valve status, if someone closes a valve that supplies water to the sprinklers, that's critical. That needs immediate key holder notification because the system's been disabled.
Makes sense. So even parts of the system can be watched. We keep mentioning ULC S5621. Why is that specific certification so important?
It's the official Canadian benchmark. Having that ULC S561 certification is proof positive that the monitoring service meets these really high national standards for reliability and performance. Protelec, being ULC certified, can issue that certificate for a building.
So it's the gold standard, basically. It gives everyone confidence.
It really is. For building owners, insurers, fire officials, it confirms compliance.
And who typically uses these services? Is it mainly big industrial sites?
It's actually a really wide range. Commercial properties, schools, government buildings, hospitals, high-rise condos, industrial plants. Pretty much anywhere that protecting people and property from fire is a major concern.
Okay, so a broad spectrum. So if we boil it all down, what's the main takeaway here? Why does monitoring matter?
It's fundamentally about time. Reducing that delay between an alarm activating and the fire department arriving. Professional monitoring closes that gap, ensures an incredibly fast, reliable response that saves lives and reduces damage. It's that simple.
And getting that service from a ULC certified provider like Protelec adds that layer of verified compliance and, well, peace of mind, right?
Exactly. Peace of mind knowing the system meets the standard and that trained professionals are watching over it, ready to act in literally seconds.
So the thought to leave everyone with is maybe consider your own situation, your building. What would a delay in fire response mean? And is that extra layer of professional ULC certified monitoring a worthwhile investment for safety?
Yeah, it's a crucial question for anyone responsible for a property or the people inside it.